the sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything.
All right. That theme music, by the way, was written by not a very well-known songwriter, me, about 30 years ago.
Wow.
Eli?
Yeah.
It just seems like we've been deceived for so long.
Right.
And that's the point of my film, There's No Such Thing as a New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people Jesus opposed are the same people we're opposing today, aren't they?
That's right. That's right.
And
go ahead.
I've got some other little odd ideas. You know, I talk about the Caesar morphing into the Pope.
Right.
And I stirred up a hell of a controversy a few years back when I started talking about the Apostle Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wasn't an apostle, at least not in the beginning, and he never met Jesus in the flesh, never listened to him. He was a Saul.
Well, yeah, he was, and he had a vision where after he was blinded, he was an enemy of Christianity in the early days. There's simply no doubt about that. And but I believe that Paul is a sincere convert. I know there's a lot of controversy over that. I would encourage people who are interested in the subject to go to my website, which is www.anglo-saxonisrael.com. And once you get onto my website, it's not the Migration Chronicles. I'm trying to remember which area of the website contains the Paul information. Let me quickly, since I'm right there. By the way, we have a very good historical document, Pontius Pilate's letter to Tiberius Caesar.
Talking about the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus?
That's right. That's right.
I mentioned that the other day and with the Christian Zionists on my show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, there wasn't any, there's no record of that. Yeah, there is.
Yeah. Oh, there's dozens of records. There's dozens of records. But they've been suppressed by you-know-who. So they don't want the word getting out because all the movies that come out of Hollywood show them with black curly hair.
If Jesus was blonde-haired and blue-eyed, that means he wasn't necessarily Jewish. And even the Jews, I mean, I get accused of being anti-Semitic all the time because there just are no, I don't have any sacred cows.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I eat cows too, so I probably wouldn't be welcome in India either.
Yeah, right.
But, when I discussed Paul being, I said, my problems are that he was Saul, and he was a Pharisee that Jesus, allied against Jesus. You know, just what if he said, I don't have to kill these Christians, I could just take it over.
Yes, yeah. Well, I mean, that's certainly a possibility. And
maybe he had all the best intentions. I'm sure that the people that we know that are high up in government, all the way up to our presidents, have just the best intentions for forming one world government.
Right, right. Okay, sounds like we've got
we got to take a break. Hang on a second. Right. The problem with one world government is what if that somebody evil takes over that government, then who do you use to go against them? We'll be right back. And maybe you can answer that.
Okay.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sometimes I think life is just a rodeo.
All right. Eli James is my guest today. And Eli, you know, my whole goal in life is to know the truth about things. And I'm not, you know, when you question the Bible, I mean, we're questioning, what was the name of the guy that pretty much altered the Bible to make the Jews out to be the chosen people?
Well, that occurred over time. I think you're talking about Schofield.
Schofield.
Right.
I mean, if we question Schofield, or if I question Paul or Saul and his motives and his truth-telling, there's no difference from me questioning them and questioning George Bush up there, who's saying, God told me to go over and invade Iraq, and Iraq was the most mentioned, the Babylon and Iraq,
right.
The whole area there, and Iran and Syria were mentioned in the Bible more than the Jews are, and almost as much as Israel.
Right. Well,
we're talking about the birthplace of civilization there.
Surely. Well, that gets into the Bible translations and addresses both the points that we're discussing now, the one before the break, namely, is Saul slash Paul a reliable witness, okay? And number two is the King James Version properly translated, where you see the word Jew, okay? And for people who consider themselves scholars of the Bible, they need to realize that the word Jew was planted into the Old Testament as replacement for the word Judah. Now, the word Judah is a very specific reference to one of the 12 tribes. Okay? The word Jew, as it's used today, has a much broader meaning. It's referred to anybody who converts to Judaism or who is descended through the maternal line of a previous Jew. Okay? But in the Bible, a Judahite is a descendant through the paternal line of the house of Judah. Okay? It does not recognize maternal descent and has to be a member of the house of, or tribe of Judah. Plain and simple. So the Jewish people cannot be of Judah because they are, number one, of a maternal line, which is forbidden by the Bible, and they're not directly descended from the Judahite people at all. As we previously discussed, 95% of Jews are Ashkenazi, who have no Shemitic descent whatsoever.
I was told by an Ashkenazi Jew from America that went over to Israel, fell in love with a Sephardic Jew.
Right.
Which is pretty much the true line.
Right. That's the original. Those are the Semitic Jews.
He said they couldn't even eat in a restaurant together.
Yeah, right.
They were hassled by the cops for eating in a restaurant.
Well, neither one of them practiced the religion of the Bible. See, the Sephardic Jews are the ones who invented Judaism as we know it today, and that comes straight from the Pharisees. The Jewish religion today, called Judaism, is Pharisaic religion, period. It's not the religion of the Old Testament. Jesus Christ, in all four Gospels, thoroughly condemns the Pharisees for what they taught. They say, you make the law of none effect by your tradition. Now, why aren't the pastors of Christianity teaching their people this? What they're doing is
That was
the
question I asked about the Pharisee Saul adopting the name Paul.
Right. Well, now, Paul did, in fact, study under Gamaliel, who was a Pharisee. But you have to understand, now let's take another word from the Bible, like the word Gentile. The word Gentile does not belong in the Bible at all. It is translated from two different words. In the Old Testament, it's translated from the word Goy, which means nation. It means nation in the collective sense. It's never used as a reference to an individual person. So it always means nation. And you can read the Old Testament, throw out the word Gentile completely, scratch it out of your Bible. It doesn't belong in there because it doesn't mean what the Jews say it means. The Jews say it means non-Jew. But since the Jews are Ashkenazim in the first place, they don't belong in the Old Testament. And since the Sephardic Jews are of the Canaanite branch of centered around Mount Sephar, which is in Canaan land, those are the Jews who invented the religion called Judaism in contradistinction to the religion of Moses. They are not the same religion. That's what people don't understand. They're not the same religion. There's nothing about Judaism that is at all reminiscent of the law of Moses. It's a denial of the law of Moses. And what my favorite expression is that a rabbi is a Satanist wearing the mask of Moses. That's really what a rabbi is. He distorts everything that Moses ever said.
Well, the source of Aleister Crowley's study of magic,
mm-hmm.
Spelled M-A-G-I-C-K.
Right.
This
Kabbalah.
Is based on the Tree of Life, which is based on
it's Kabbalah.
The Pharisaic religions, right?
Yeah, Kabbalah, Jewish mysticism.
Kabbalah, yeah.
Yeah, now you have all these Christian pastors running around condemning, black magic, but they fail to point out the fact that black magic is Kabbalah, which is Jewish mysticism. So they will, they will go to extremes to condemn magic, black magic, but they'll never point out the actual source of it, okay? But let's get back to Paul and the word Gentile. The word Gentile does not belong in the New Testament either. It is translated from ethnos, okay? The word ethnos in the Greek also has a non-singular meaning. It's always a reference to what? A race of people or a nation, okay? It does not have a reference to an individual person. So anybody who says, I am a Gentile, is not using that word in a proper sense. It's like saying, instead of saying, I'm an American, he's saying, I'm America. It's a ridiculous statement. So the definition of the word Gentile, first of all, doesn't belong in the Bible at all. Second of all, it's misused in many different ways. and the actual designation of the Greek ethnos, when Paul uses it, he's actually referring to the lost 10 tribes. He's not referring to non-Jews. He's not referring to non-Israelites. He is referring to the Israelites of the dispersed house of Israel. Okay? James 1:1 is addressed to the lost tribes scattered abroad. Who are those people? They're the 10 tribes of Israel plus two tribes that were added under Sennacherib, and those tribes were dispersed around 745 B.C. They became known as Greeks, as Frenchmen, as Germans, as British, as Spaniards, and guess to whom the epistles of Paul are addressed to? Greeks, Spaniards, Germans, Gauls, etc. The Anglo-Saxons. Who are the Anglo-Saxons? Genesis 21:12. In Isaac shall thy seed be called. So these are the dispersed of Israel, the European white race. That's who that's who Paul really is talking to. He's not talking, that translation where it says the Jew first. It means to the house of Judah. Jesus Christ came to the house of Judah. That's exactly what happened. And then, where were the apostles sent? Going to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's where the apostles were sent. And so just because you use a different word, the Gentile, which does not belong in the scriptures, what Paul is actually saying is, I am sent unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So he's saying exactly the same thing that Jesus commanded the other apostles to do. But we've been fooled by the false terminology of this word Gentile. Now this deception actually was not started by the Jews. This deception was started by the Catholic Church. It was in the translations of Jerome. Okay, the word Gentile comes from the French/Latin, and that also means race or kinsman. A group of kinsmen. That's what that word means in the original language. It does not mean non-Jew. The word never had any such connotation. Of course, the Jews want you to believe that's what it means, but it means no such thing. The religion of Judaism is the religion of lies. It is Satanism wearing the mask of Moses. It is deception that has deceived the whole world. And anything a rabbi says is not always a lie, but it's designed to deceive, to make them look like they're the Israelites out of the Bible, when in fact they are the Antichrist.
Let me ask. Let me switch gears here for a minute.
Okay.
I say that this New World Order
it's the same old Babylonian order.
the war on terror, I said, is a war against anybody that doesn't want to go along with one world government.
Right.
And the one world government is as old as Greeks or the Romans.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But and what happens if you have a Hitler type, which I think we do right now?
Of course.
In charge of this one world government.
Yes, yes.
And the bankers, I think, are trying to rebuild the temple there in Jerusalem. And Jerusalem has been armed to the teeth with nuclear weapons, so they could defeat anybody that goes against the New World Order.
Yes, yeah.
One world government.
Well, the God of the Bible, which we call in Christian identity, we use the name given by Moses in Exodus 3:15, and which was changed by the editors of the Bible, the Jewish Masoretes, who wanted to delete the name of Yahweh from the scriptures so that nobody could pronounce it. His name is Yahweh. And Yahweh is the God of the 12 tribes of Israel. Okay? So these 12 tribes of Israel are the people to whom the responsibility of establishing honest government lies. Okay? And so and that's what the Constitution of the United States is.
All right, hang on a minute. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Levi James.
All right.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right. I think we've sparked a little bit of interest here.
I would hope so.
Levi?
Yes. Well, I mean, it's very important to know who your deceiver is.
Yeah. And we got Betty from North Carolina. Hello, Betty. What's on your mind, dear?
I'd love to hear discussed the answer to the question of the difference between or the role that is played by genetics before Christ and the role that is played by genetics after Christ.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is the answer to that question?
Well, it's very obvious that Yahweh God created the DNA of all the different races and all the different animals and plants, etc., on this planet. Okay. In Genesis 3:15, we have a situation in which Yahweh is speaking directly to the Nahash, the deceiver in the Garden of Eden, okay? And he says to that deceiver, I will place enmity between you and your seed, Hebrew Zerah, meaning offspring, and the seed of the woman, meaning her offspring, okay? Very, very clear. So there's a difference between the DNA of the offspring of Eve and the offspring of Cain. This is two-seed-line theology, okay? Now we can read through the Bible. In Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 3, we are given the genetics, the genealogy of Jesus Christ, from Adam all the way down, you know, to all the patriarchs down to Jesus Christ. Very clear. Now why is it that the Jews refuse to accept this genealogy? As I said earlier, the Jewish people are not the Judahites of the Bible. They are actually Canaanites from Idumea, okay? And the Bible gives us the genealogy of Cain as well. It tells us that his descendants are Kenites, K-E-N-I-T-E-S, okay? These Kenites merged with people known as Canaanites, okay, the mortal enemies of the Israelites. These Canaanites under Dishon became known as the Idumeans, and the Idumeans are the people that controlled Canaan land up until the time of Jesus Christ. Now, where did the Pharisees come from? Well, the Pharisees are the Sephardic Idumean Jews, Edomite Jews, that invented the religion called Judaism. So how does this play out today? What it means is that the lost 10 tribes who were ejected from Samaria in 745 BC and became known as the European Anglo-Saxon people are carrying the DNA of the Israelites, and the Jews are carrying the DNA of Cain. All right? This is, you know, does this answer your question?
No.
No. Okay. Maybe you can be more specific.
Carrying the DNA, I think you've made a premise, and on your premise, you're consistent.
Okay.
But I do disagree with the premise way back at the beginning of what you said on Cain. And
mm-hmm.
the way I'm reading the Bible is that the significance of the promise to the first Adam is through the line of David, but
yes,
it's a
absolutely.
Pointer to the fact that Jesus was the Messiah, the yeah, promise.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
So the DNA at this point then is not of significance for evil, but
okay.
it certainly is a line through David as a line of promise, and that comes forward. You know, it's an entirely different first premise, and it's consistent within its own
mm-hmm.
system down through to the conclusions.
Yes. Well, yeah, we disagree as to the significance of the DNA. I would say that the Bible's very clear, and even people who oppose two-seed line have told me that, yeah, that we are consistent in what we teach, and that the fact is that Jesus Christ, were he not a direct descendant of David, could not have been the Messiah. He had the DNA of David through Mary, his mother. Okay? And since the Holy Spirit was his father...
Well, the significance of the role of the king...
Yes. Yeah,
is Mary, different than the significance of the role of the Savior.
Well,
and the Savior is not through Mary. It's through the
right.
promised line.
Well, to me, they're one and the same. You know, the
well,
king
to me,
and the
it's
Savior.
Not because it comes through the Father, not the Mother.
Yeah, well, actually, Jesus was actually qualified to be king through Joseph, his adoptive
right.
father, because Joseph
right.
was also of the line of Jeconiah, son of David. So
I was talking with a Roman Catholic
mm-hmm.
very close, and this last Sunday, the sermon was on the Holy Family, and she disputes the fact that Mary even had a baby in the sense that she was so much above all women, you know,
okay.
almost a co-redemptress, I think they
right.
call it.
Right, the mediatrix of the universe.
Yeah.
That's what the Catholics teach, right? Right.
I appreciate all you said.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All right, listen, thank you very much, Betty.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you for your questions
Bye-bye.
And your comments. Bye-bye.
All right, John from Tennessee.
Hello?
Are you there, John?
Okay.
Hi, Clay.
Hello.
Listen, very quickly, and this isn't why I called, I believe DNA plays a huge part. Just as God said, let us make man in our image, Satan is attempting to do the same through genetics and eugenics and the Human Genome Project.
Right.
But the reason I called, and this is to your guest, one of the previous callers brought up Pergamus, or
mm-hmm.
Pergamon.
Okay, hold on that thought right there,
yeah.
and we'll
okay.
pick up on that after these messages. Stay with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
All right, we're back. Go ahead, John. Repeat your question.
Okay. Basically, Clay, it's a comment, and I hope I can do justice to what I want to say. I think it's of the utmost importance. First of all, around the time that John was writing the Revelations, there was a city called Pergamon or Pergamus.
Yes.
And there's a lot of parallels between Pergamus and the place that I'm living right now, which is Nashville, Tennessee. I'd like to point out a few things. Pergamus had Greek temples, Roman temples dedicated to their gods. Pergamus had was known for its libraries. They had a mall sloping down from the capital that looked out over the plains.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's interesting in Nashville, we have a Greek temple, the Parthenon of Pericles, an exact replica in every way to the Greek temple on the Acropolis. It's been destroyed. In our downtown area, our war memorial is actually modeled after a Roman temple.
Yes.
I neglected to say that Pergamus in the Bible was about 40 miles north of a city called Smyrna.
Mm-hmm.
Nashville, Tennessee is about 20 miles north of a city called Smyrna. We have a bicentennial mall, which is a stoa. It's column-lined with 98 columns.
Right.
Each column has its own musical note associated with it.
Really?
What's interesting to me is that Pergamus was also the place where Satan's throne was.
That's right.
According to the Bible.
That's exactly right.
Nashville, Tennessee has got some things going on that you wouldn't believe, and I just thought there were so many parallels, and since I don't believe in coincidence, mm-hmm. I would like to know whether or not your guest thinks I'm on track, off track, or whether or not Nashville could play a part in end time prophecies.
Right. Well, I just hope that it's not the country music that the spawn.
Well, actually, one more thing I'd like to add: the Opry, the old Ryman Auditorium, was first built as a place where any preacher could come and preach.
Really?
There hasn't been a church service in it in years. It's now known as the Mother Church of Country Music.
Right, right. Well, yeah, your points are well taken. There is such a thing as dual fulfillment in Scripture, okay? But the very first instance of Pergamos, as given in verses 12 through 17, I believe it was chapter 2.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, in chapter 2 of Revelation, verses 12 through 17, that's where the Church of Pergamos is first mentioned.
I'm not sure. I'm on the road right now, but I know that Revelation 2:9, since you bring up 2:12, 2:9 actually warns us basically to beware of those that say they are Jews and are not.
That's right.
They're of the synagogue of Satan.
Right. Yeah, and
it's interesting to note also that the synagogue used to be called the temple.
That's right.
It's now called the synagogue.
Right, and only the Jews use the term synagogue anymore.
But something else that's interesting, too, and if you don't mind, I'd like to bring it up.
Okay.
I think it's Isaiah 9, 8 through 10, talks about the towers.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of parallels between Isaiah 9, 8 through 10 and the trade towers coming down.
Right.
Even to the point where a portion of the towers fell on a sycamore tree that was uprooted, and the people of New York replaced that sycamore tree with a cedar tree.
Uh-huh.
It's documented. You're laughing.
Yes.
I know that you know that, like you said, there's the Bible is timely.
Yes.
And nothing in there is by mistake. We're told that as it was in the day of Noah's, In the days of Noah, that's the way it's going to be when the time is close to his return. So.
Right, absolutely. Well, the cedar tree symbolizes Assyria. The
symbolizes what?
Assyria, the nation of Assyria. And
well, what's
in the Old Testament, of course. You know.
What's amazing also is that Tom Daschle, shortly after the towers came down, misquoted Isaiah chapter 9.
Yeah.
He used it in a way to be uplifting. When God put it in the Bible to be a way of condemnation, Tom Daschle replaced the term cedar tree with, of all things, my friend, a fig tree.
Wow.
I heard it out of his own mouth.
Yeah.
And what is a fig tree in the Bible?
Well, there's good figs and bad figs.
Well, what happens to a fig tree that doesn't bear fruit?
it gets destroyed.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you
for your call.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, John.
Let me try to elaborate on the issue of Pergamos, because it was during the time when John was receiving his revelations from Jesus Christ. And verses 12 through 17 tell us that the church at Pergamos was in power at that time, and also the Christians who were living in Pergamos were living in the midst of Satan's seat, okay? That's where Satan dwells, is what the verses tell us. And what had happened is the Babylonian money system that was invented in Babylon and the religion that comes with it. You know, it didn't have a name then, but it was Babylonian paganism. It has a name today. It's called Judaism. Judaism is really a Babylonian religion, okay? It's based on the Babylonian money system, usury, exploitation, theft, oppression of people through debt, okay? That's the Babylonian religion. That's what the Jewish religion is consisting of today. And Pergamos was the seat of that Babylonian religion at that time, okay? So Jesus said, I commend you for being able to maintain your faith in the midst of this evil that you are surrounded by. Now, it has its parallel today, namely, those Christians who obey God's law against usury today are obeying God's law, and they're coming out of Babylon. We have it's a very similar situation, so John's point is well taken. There is a tremendous similarity to the true believers, you know, the true Christians today, who oppose the Antichrist, otherwise known as Jewry and Judaism, and that we expose for whatever reasons what they're doing to the planet. There's nothing good that's coming out of Jewry and Judaism. It is destroying our planet. Zionism is destroying our planet. The Jews invented communism. Communism virtually destroyed the planet.
I've heard communism referred to as Judaism for the masses.
That's right. That's exactly right. But people, you know, and this, since the Jews control the media, the connection between Jews such as Marx, Lenin, Stalin. Stalin was a Jew too. His name in his native tongue is Dugashvili, means Jewison. Okay, so you have all these Antichrist Jews toppling the Christian nation of Russia, which was actually in the midst of a tremendous reform period where the Tsar had given the peasants of Russia their own land. He was eliminating the serf system. And so, you know, they don't tell you these things in the history books. And the intermediate regime that occurred before, you know, Lenin and Stalin and Trotsky, another Jew, took over Russia, the Kerensky government was also Jewish. Okay, so what the Jews do is they promote democracy so that the coming regime will be totally Jewish. Okay, and that's what we see today. Who's in control of our country today? We had democracy promoted by Wilson and Roosevelt and every intermediate president since 1913. Okay.
One of the other things that I say on a regular basis is that today, because they change the language, that's the way they operate.
Yes.
Democracy is today's word for communism.
Right.
Like,
well,
neocons for Bolsheviks.
Exactly. Neocon. That's what I was getting to. It's the neocons who run this country. The international Jewish bankers and their agents, the neocons. And so
the term neocon and Bolshevik is virtually the same.
Yeah, exactly. A neocon is a Marxist-Leninist who is pretending to be a Republican. That whole program started, again, another Chicago connection, University of Chicago, Professor Leo Strauss, who was an out-and-out communist. He devised this strategy, which is known as neoconservatism today, to teach his students, I think Wolfowitz is one of them, that his version of communism should just dress itself up
one of the
Zionist
things I want to touch on,
and become known
we'll get
as
to this. What happened?
I have no idea.
That was on your end, wasn't it?
I have no idea.
Eli, are you still with me?
No, Eli, hang up. Wait a minute, he might be back.
Okay.
Okay, sorry about that. I have no idea what happened. Hold on.
I
haven't.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, Eli.
Couldn't handle the truth.
Evidently, something happened there.
Yeah.
I want to touch on one other thing. You know, I've talked and mentioned, and I've got it up on my website, the Protocols of the Elders of Zion,
right,
because that's a plan for the New World Order with Satan at the top of the pyramid.
Of course.
And of course. If you say that in mixed company, you know, some Jewish guy starts jumping up and screaming, oh, that's a forgery. Don't you know that's a forgery? And my answer is, well, what's a forgery? Oh, yeah, an exact copy of the original.
Yeah.
And does it matter? We're talking about documents that's 200 years old, written almost by around the time this country was formed. So whoever wrote it is as dead today as our founding fathers.
Yeah.
So, doesn't matter really who wrote it, whether it was a czar, secret police, whether it was a bunch of rabbis sitting around a tent in Palestine, or you know, a bunch of aborigines sitting around a campfire in Australia. What matters is who is using that today, and isn't that the same
the
plan as the for New World Order, for one world government, as the neocons are promoting their project for the new American century?
Exactly, exactly. It's the blueprint for the destruction of Christian civilization.
Morality.
Morality.
Take the kids over. You know, use the terrible power of our purse.
Yes. Yeah.
To change people's thinking.
Yeah, using democracy as the vehicle to subvert democracy, okay? Because by gaining control of the press, they control the flow of information, and therefore people are misinformed, and they make their democratic choices based on wrong information. That's exactly how the protocols are set up. And,
I call it garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly.
I mean, if you're being you know, fed lies by the TV...
Yeah.
It's the same as a computer being programmed with that 2 and 2 makes 5.
Right. People don't want to believe that the Jewish people are in a conspiracy to destroy Western civilization. They don't want to believe that. But you look around you, you look at New York City. How did New York City become the immoral cesspool that it is today? Well, it wasn't the cesspool until the Jews from Russia arrived there en masse, 2 million of them. And created, I guess it's the Lower East Side, where all the rabbis live, you know, and they began their rackets, the racketeering. We talked about that earlier. Who started the burlesque? You know, the striptease.
Who brought the slaves over? Who owned
gambling.
The ship?
Who started all that stuff in New York? It was the Jews. Okay.
Now, I also, you know, I have a little problem with this. You know, I refuse to condemn the whole Muslim religion, all the Arabs, as the bad guys, the way the Jewish press does.
Right.
And so, conversely, I can't demonize all the Jewish people out there, all the Ashkenazis. I mean, most of those are just as deceived as the Christians are, the Christian Zionists, like I had on the other day.
That's for sure. Well, Judaism is a religion of deception, and the first deception is teaching their own Jewish people that they're Israel.
So we've got in this issue the Free American. By the way, I'm sending you about 30 copies of that.
Okay.
I'll
read every one of them.
Issue, we've got a story called "The Role of Zionism in the Holocaust," and it's written by Rabbi Lieberman. It says, from its inception, many rabbis warned of the potential dangers of Zionism openly, declaring all Jews loyal to God should stay away from it like one would stay away from fire.
Yeah, right, yeah. Well, unfortunately,
pointing out that the Zionists worked with the Nazis to kill all the Jews and the Gypsies and the Germans and the Russians. And they were as responsible as the Germans were. So the German people were deceived and misled by Hitler.
Yeah.
I mean, it may have started out good. He may have been trying to defend the German people from the fate of the Russian people under communism.
That's exactly right.
But what happened, what seems to me what happens, and what's happened to the survivors of the concentration camps, the Jewish survivors of the concentration camps, is this is a problem that's only been solved by one man, one rebel throughout history. How do you fight evil without becoming evil?
Right. Yeah, it's very hard. It's
hard. See, the one rebel that solved that.
Well, yeah,
that
Jesus
problem.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Yeah, he's the only one. But let me comment on your point. First of all, every single Jew that's alive in the world today has been brainwashed by a rabbi, whether he believes it or not, he has, because Judaism is the religion of the Antichrist, All right? Every single Jew is taught to hate Jesus Christ, the only person who has the answer to all the world's problems. Okay,
so that's right. This is another thing I tried to point out to this Christian Zionist we had on the other day.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have the balls to stay around.
Right. Yeah. Every Jew is taught to hate Jesus Christ. Now, whether they do or not is beside the point. The question is whether, when push comes to shove, will they support Zionism? Will they support anti-Christianity? Will they support pornography? Will they support homosexuality? And if they're secular Jews, so-called, they still support all those things, which are destructive of Christian civilization. So whether he's a Zionist Jew, or whether he's a Talmudic Jew, or whether he's an independent Jew living his own life, the bottom line is, can you relate to Jesus Christ or not?
Hey, hold on a minute, and we got to take another quick break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Eli James.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Okay, we're talking with Eli James, and it's been some very enlightening conversation here.
Yeah.
If Eli, if you can stay with me, I've got our call me back on 888
okay.
678-1444 after the show. And, folks, if you'll take that number down, that's 888-678-1444. We can discuss another aspect of the Bible that's very relevant, and I'm putting in this next issue of the Free American.
Okay.
On the Mark of the Beast.
All right.
And there's some religious organizations out there who've contributed an article to me that say that's the too much like the national ID card that Bush has already signed into effect.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you cannot buy or sell without the Mark of the Beast.
That's right. And that's exactly what one of my guests last month on the show was told. She refused to get a driver's license that had a microchip in it.
Right.
And she thought that was the Mark of the Beast, and they told her, well, you won't be able to sell property. And
uh-huh.
if you're stopped and you're just a passenger in a car and you don't have that national ID card, you will be arrested.
Right.
That kind of brings up the Dick Cheney's company,
yeah.
Brown & Root, that got paid $350 million to build those detention centers
yeah.
that we've never put an illegal in yet.
Right.
And what about if you can call me back, and we'll have we still got a few minutes left here, but
yeah.
If you
can,
I'd like to discuss that. I mean, and maybe you can give our listeners now just a little taste of what your feeling is about that.
Well, the Mark of the Beast, yeah, it's centralized control, you know, and symbolized in various ways. The Social Security number is another form of it. When the Social Security system was installed, it was supposed to be temporary, okay? The that system of taking money out of your paycheck, withholding, that was supposed to be temporary, you know? But every encroachment by the federal government upon the individual liberties of an American citizen has come with a promise that, oh, it's only going to be temporary. We're at the point now where the federal government is controlling everything in our lives. The federal government, in conjunction with the fascist state of media that we have. You know, what is fascism? Fascism is a combination of big government and big business, okay? And media is one of the biggest businesses around. And you look at the advertisers, the drug companies, the porno stations, Hollywood, you know. The media, the government, and business, and Hollywood are all one big entity. They're one big beast. And they're all antichrist. In opposition, you see the smut, the garbage, the filth that's coming out of Hollywood. We talked to the previous guy about country music. Well, you know, what's country music? D-I-V-O-R-C-E. You know, it's cry in your beer music. It's cheat on your wife music. It's the beast system. It's brainwashing the people to go away from what the Bible teaches. And that's what we have today, folks. We have the Antichrist system that's coming out of the boob tube. It's in the government. It's in your churches. It's everywhere. Right. The only way to get away from it is
we
got to
take a break. And I hope everybody has a great weekend. And I hope you get to the website and make a donation today. We need your donations and your support to keep up this. And might as well call it a ministry because that's what we're doing here. We're trying to get the truth out to you. And the truth will set you free.
Since 1980.